Your conversation has made interesting listening. Me and Mr. Flibbles have been listening in on everything you said.
Sure.
Who's that?
Oh, do you... Wait, I don't
what do you think about this, Mr. Flibbles? We think we should kill them all!
Try it.
Yeah, hello and welcome to the DSM-5 criteria
I need to start my... I need to start my local.
Yeah, welcome to the... This episode is sponsored by the DSM-3, the DSM-4, the DSM-5, and the yet-to-be-released DSM-6.
I don't know what those are. Can you explain for me?
They're literally the big book of mental health that says, you have this mental illness and here is how to treat you.
Yeah, and here is how we're going to execute you because of that.
And some of the old ones are like, you're homosexual. Electroshock therapy to the testicles.
Yep. So good.
Hello there, homosexual.
Yeah, this is an episode. This is an episode of the show that gave me incredible medical anxiety.
Oh, Jesus, I didn't think about that.
This is an episode of the show that made me remember the video I saw of the four smoking hot trans girls lighting their cigarettes off a copy of the DSM-5 that they were burning.
See, like, duality here. That's what that brought for you, and this for me brought like my forever paranoia, basically brought up by every single media portrayal of mental health in the 90s and 2000s that was like, man, if anything is slightly wrong with you, we are going to like lock you up in a padded room.
Yeah, we're just gonna like throw you in the padded room, throw away the key, and oh, you're not better. It's time for shots. Cue giant needle.
Shot.
So yeah,
the fun shots.
I know, but like, I'm just imagining that playing while the needle's coming.
Yeah, for like a very long time as a teenager, I did not seek any help for my mental health problems because in my brain I was like, this is what they're going to do to me.
Yeah, that's.
Yeah.
Oh, would you like a hug?
Yes, please.
Get in the car and get over here, then.
You get over here. You offered the hug, bitch.
Oh,
I offered you the hug. You said you wanted one.
Jesus Christ. Just, I don't fucking know. Hug over Zoom.
How do you do that?
I don't know. Figure it out.
Well, what happens is I stick my hand through the screen and I just... that's your poop. Sorry.
Oh, yeah. Sure, that was accidental.
Sure.
There's not much there for you to grab onto, so.
Oh, hello, Storm. You got anything to say, buddy?
I'm not working with much here, Hope. There's not much for you to grab onto there.
Aww. Well, what do you got to say, kitty cat? We are temporarily joined by a guest host, Storm the Cat. What do you got to say, buddy?
Hell yeah.
Throw him out the door.
No.
You get us all cats.
What's that, buddy? Kill all mice?
No, I'm not
Storm, kidding. You can't just say that. How dare you? Storm, that's racist. Get out of here, kitty. Oh, dear.
That's racist.
He's been talking to some weird people out in the estate, you know?
Yeah?
He's been hanging out with those bully exiles again.
No.
Those XL bullies have been a bad influence on Storm.
I'm already terrified of the XL bully consortium. I don't need it.
Yeah, Storm was hanging out with the XL bully, and now he's like raising his front paw up to 90 degrees, going,
yeah. I mean, my mum told me recently that we have someone nearby who does have an XL bully. And I'm like, oh, cool, I'm never leaving this house. I'm never leaving the house ever again.
You have a gun.
How are you meant to go and visit Ember if you don't leave the house?
I'm going to need, like, the presidential escort.
How do I put this? I'm basically not kidding. Get a gun. Like, I am kidding, because you can't in the UK, but get a gun.
I'll get a samurai. I get all the kinds of samurai sword before Keir Starmer bans them.
It's okay. They'll be too busy finding all the trans people in an NHS bed and pushing them out into the porter cabin that's labeled the tranny ward.
I mean, one of the few policies he has actually said he will do is like an assortment of bands on swords.
Yeah, he called them like shadow swords, or shadow knives or something.
Wait, ninja swords, because he's racist.
Wait, I'm sorry, what, swords?
Okay, basically there's a bunch of like swords and weird bladed things like karambits that get around the knife bands, so...
Right, but they're swords.
Yeah, you shouldn't be carrying a knife.
Yeah, but a karambit is fucking sick, and I kind of want one, actually, though.
Call it a British government. We can't do anything in power, British government. We're just here to ban stuff. So we're banning knives.
I legitimately don't ever... I don't understand, like, the idea that knives and swords are, like, the worst thing that ever existed.
People are going to stab with them, right? It's fucking dangerous.
Right, but there's a... There's a chuck with teeth, like, just running around in that guy's garden.
Well, don't worry about it. It's just his bullet. It's his right to... It's right as an Englishman to own a dog. It's his right as an Englishman to pick up that dog and French kiss that dog on the mouth, even if that dog has just eaten child that day.
Can a small-sized creature ride an XL mountain XL bully?
Yes.
Can I defend myself against the bully?
No. You're not allowed to carry a knife. You could stab another person with that.
Yeah, what are you gonna do? What are you gonna do where atop the exiled bully is a halfling in like mounted combat?
Kick it.
Actually, you see, I went down a shot, right, and I bought them armor boots, and when the exiled bully tries to bite in, it's gonna bite in the boot and find out the boot is stuffed with tannerite.
I was gonna say dwarf, but I keep getting fucked up every time I remember the fact that dwarves are medium-sized creatures.
I thought you were going to say I keep getting fucked up because dwarves are real.
Frosty, where have you been?
The fantasy Dungeons and Dragons kind.
Oh, okay.
Yes, we are Stargate Oversight.
My name's Hope Frail. My pronouns are she and it. And this is Mrs. Flibbles. She's my little sock puppet.
Hello.
Mrs. Flibbles says that you need to die.
Thank you. I'm Arctisha Frost. My pronouns are she and her, and I have medical anxiety this episode.
Yeah, I should probably not do the insane puppet thing, because that will probably make it even worse for you, won't it?
No, no.
All right, cool.
I'm Ryan. My pronouns are he and him, and this episode didn't affect me really, but it just made me go fucking weird.
It's just a pointless episode, because so... Like... Apart from...
This is an episode where we talk about mental health, 90s style. Yeah.
Mental health is for wussies, is what it is. Daniel, you need to stop being stressed out. Okay, we should... But yeah,
Yeah, Jack just spends this entire episode basically just being, stop being soy and gay, Daniel.
Daniel, here,
be a man.
Man of Daniel, eat this. He's just trying to like force feed Daniel like 50 steaks.
Eat this raw ribeye. It's raw. Jack, that's raw.
But Jack, I shouldn't follow that diet because you were drinking apple juice and it put you into like a coma.
So. Welcome to Stargate SG-1. We're playing a dungeon crawler today, because, you know, we've got empty pool, got, like, these dark corridors, fancy patterns.
I like all the back rooms, but...
Yeah, it's the back rooms brackets Gould, I guess. I mean, it has an orb.
It does have... It's kind of an orb, but it's also sort of just, like, the big shiny red button.
Yeah. It's the shiny red button that's also an orb. Right?
Oh. So yeah, they open the door.
Yep.
And they're like, damn, smells real bad in here.
Smells like bitch!
And they get in there and there's a bunch of dead people.
Yeah. It's a bunch of dead Gould, interestingly enough.
Like, oh shit, we got to get our hazmat stuff on.
I mean, hey, they learn, even if it's probably too late, and they probably should have put it on before they entered, you know, the sealed room.
Sorry, my flat Gestapo were here to investigate and see if it was clean.
Oh, we love the flat Gestapo.
Yeah. Yeah, because listeners, I live in a flat, and because it's like a, you know, flat thing, my flat gets a flat inspection every year.
Yeah, fun.
And they decided to do it right now, as soon as we started the podcast. So it's all good, but I'm back now. I'm ready. I wasn't arrested.
Sorry.
Okay, you just bust a nut there, okay.
My brain just broke.
What?
Look up Yu-Gi-Oh! Duelists of the Roses.
Why did that... What are you doing?
I was like waiting for Ryan to get by, so I tapped out to Tumblr. And someone was like, hey, have you heard of this? It's War of the Roses, but we redid it with the Yu-Gi-Oh! Characters.
Okay, no, sure, whatever.
Starring Yugi Moto as Henry Tudor.
My brain is already fragile enough as it is right now. I can't handle this.
Again, the whatever.
Why? What? Why? What? Like,
I don't know.
I can only like surmise they were like, we have to do some kind of like historical Yu-Gi-Oh thing, and then just wrote a bunch of random shit on a wall and then threw a dart and see where it landed.
I don't know. Don't know. Anyway,
yeah, we had Irish potato famine.
We can't duel anymore. We don't have any potatoes. How can we duel without the potato that powers our duel disc? Stargate.
We had the Boxer Revolution, Yu-Gi-Oh.
If I win this duel, you will open China and accept. And because it's funny, the loser will be injected with a lethal amount of opium. Sorry, go straight to the Shadow Realm.
Yeah.
So yeah, they check, Daniel's like, what's this symbol? And Teal's like, oh yeah, by the way, you know that the system lords, right? They're like the Premier League. Well, these guys, they're like the championship of Gould System Lords, and they were actually
How many of them are there, Teal'c?
Oh, there's 9.
Oh, there's 9 corpses here.
Ah, fuck.
Well, they're all dead, then, I guess.
I guess you can no longer get relegated from the System Lords anymore, because there's no league below them.
Yeah, so then they find on the floor, there is a tablet there.
Oh, hey, someone was looking at kinky femboy porn.
That is not what they were looking at, but it would be good if it was.
I don't want to... Yeah.
I mean, it was just a note.
This would be a much better episode if it was kinky fanboy porn.
Yeah, I mean, we don't even know what they're looking at because, dunno, and then Daniel touches the page turn and it's like, I'm still just seeing Cloud's ass.
Okay. Could you hook me up? Anyway,
it's like, yeah, I want to see Raiden. They say page 2 has Raiden on it. Show me.
Show me! But yeah, he's trying to use the page turny thing, and it's like, it's not working.
Well, never. Oh, hey, what's that blue thing that just went in my hand? Never mind.
Oh, don't worry about it.
No worries. So they're like, all right, pack it up. There's nothing here but dust and skeletons. Let's send them
They go back, but get containment here, let's get back. Daniel, they get back to base. Daniel takes a shower with his dressing gown on.
They're also still in the fucking co-ed locker room that, like, as Stargate seems to have.
They had no budget. They wasted all of the money on, like, all of the cool Stargate stuff, and they were like, we have only the money to make one...
Yeah, in like, the Crystal Jack episode, we learned that the shower room and the locker room is co-ed.
Yeah, we did, didn't we? Yeah.
Well, it's so that they can have, like... It's so that they can have some, like, comedic, like, carry-on moments in the locker room.
I mean... Carry-on of the Stargate.
This is something I don't know. Like, is there co-ed
No!
In the... Okay, no, I just wanted to check.
That would not be a thing. Like, the military, while it's integrated, locker rooms would very much be
Don't be ridiculous. There's the locker room for the men. There's the locker room for women. There's the locker room for the blacks.
God damn it.
Okay.
The U.S. military is still institution. Oh, speaking of U.S. military and institutional issues, did you know that I was looking into what Tailhook actually was and what actually fucking happened. Do you know what actually happened at Tailhook?
Go on.
So, male service members would pull their balls out of their trousers and would walk around and do what is called the ball walk, where they're just walking around with their testicles out. Yep. And on the third floor, they set up what they called the gauntlet. All the, like, rooms for all the wings were up there. And the gauntlet was a bunch of men in the corridor who would molest any woman that walked through there, including 2 18-year-old girls, members of the military rank higher than them, and there would be the attempts at stripping. It was, it's disgusting. And for a variety of reasons, no one was ever actually formally charged, though a bunch of people were slapped on the wrist and didn't get promotions or were dropped out.
And then they went on to work for Activision Blizzard.
Yes. And then we had a bunch more sex assault scandals because nothing ever changes.
Yay. We're gonna get our funding from the US military cut for this one, Hope.
I mean, that was one of the good part of Tailhook was when George W. Bush... No, it was HW. They like bought the airwoman at the center of this to the White House. Like, yeah, you are 100% innocent, blameless. We will do everything we can. And then they fucked it up.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
But I mean, she got a promotion and was well looked after, as were the other victims, at least. And the Marriott had to pay a shitload of money in damages. All of the women at least got enough money to live a comfortable life.
And
I would have preferred a bit more justice.
That somehow fixed the institutional issues that made this happen in the first place.
Yes, the U.S. Navy is a better place. Checks notes. Anyway,
well, that's because the U.S. Navy is about what women aren't supposed to be there, because the U.S. Navy is about one thing. And one thing alone.
Guys just want to fuck a giant boat.
That's not quite... hang on, I'm trying to find... I was trying to stall because I was looking for a drop. Hang on. There we go.
Thank you.
Oh, God damn it.
We need to do the second one.
We do. At some point, I guess, yeah. We need to, like, do more propaganda for the US Navy, I guess, yeah.
We do. Anyway, yeah, Daniel's in the shower, he's jacking it, really wishes he'd bought the femboy porn in with him, but you can't bring...
We need to stop with the femboy on this episode.
What is with your femboy phobia, Ryan?
Phobia? It's just like, it's all you've talked about.
Your radical femboy phobia.
It is all you've talked about this entire
I just joked that there was femboy porn on the tablet. That's it. Because we don't know what's actually on it.
You mentioned more before we started. Hang on.
No. What came up before we started was you mentioning fucking Leon S. Kennedy as a sex symbol.
No! You literally said this episode... You said something about not enough femboy... fuck off. I'm being gaslit.
That was me. That was me that said all that stuff.
Yeah,
I did. Okay, cool. So... both of you are the same aggravation.
No, you're blaming Hope for the shit I was doing before
Do you know what? You're both an amalgamation of horror to my brain. So,
you're great.
Speaking of your brain and horror, Ryan, I've been doing a little bit of thinking. I think we've been a little... Fuck you. I think that we've been a little bit too pushy and harsh on you, all right? We keep pushing you to be transgender, right?
Yes, and I think, I hope
you'll agree with me. Maybe we can do a compromise with Ryan. We won't push you to be transgender anymore, but you do have to at least be gay.
At least.
I was wondering, like, what is she smoking?
At least. Uh-huh. Yep.
Listen, I'm sorry, Ryan. I can't control it. You should know this by now.
You made me showrunner and producer.
You don't have much threat as a producer.
What?
What? The producer can't do anything. All she does is schedule the episodes.
Yeah, she has no right.
Yeah.
Damn, I'm being bullied now.
Yeah, you are. Now get over here and we'll bully you some more and you'll enjoy it.
Hey! I'll dock your pay.
When was the last time you paid us out of the Patreon account anyway?
I probably need to do that again at some point.
Probably should, and maybe hope we got a new subscriber or two.
No, we haven't. We're each getting, like, maybe £3 at most.
Oh, well. Nah, Ina. It'd be what it'd be.
So, yeah,
Daniel's hearing voices.
Yeah, the leaky force is talking to him.
Daniel, kill them all, Daniel. Daniel, you'll never be allowed to achieve your true potential here. Daniel, run out into the street and get isekai.
Daniel, you'll never be a real woman.
Transition, Daniel. It's the only way to save yourself. Your wife, Daniel, she doesn't love you.
He's competing with the two voices in his head, the turf voice and the trans voice.
Oh my god.
Daniel's got the turf voice, the trans voice, and it's like, your wife doesn't love you anymore, Daniel. She's dead.
In your head, there are two wolves. One of them's a turf, one of them's trans. Fight. Just Mortal Kombat music stuff.
Do, 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 do. Fight. Anyway,
the turf battle cry is, I'm being cancelled, I'm being cancelled.
Suffer. We will be on target, probably, maybe.
Yeah, sure.
No, we won't.
Yeah, it doesn't matter.
Do you think I care if I'm a target for a turf?
No. I mean, we will be on, as in talking about the episode.
Yeah, runtime. Oh, yeah. Runtime, Ryan.
I'm going to have to cut so much of this. It's fine.
We're already targets of turfs by being transgender, yeah. Ryan. You're aware of this, right?
Yeah, I know this, but I'm not one. I can join in.
You're an ally, Ryan.
You're going to join the turfs?
No, joining them being a target.
Yeah, Ryan's an ally. He's gonna get, like, caught in the splash fire.
I don't want to be caught in a turf splash fire. That's awful.
God.
The turf splash fire is probably, like, them being like, this is what a real vagina looks like, and then, like, throwing a bleeding tampon at you.
They're just, like, lighting Gwyneth Paltrow's goop candles and just, like, throwing candle wax around.
I feel like... You told me to get back on topic.
Yeah, then we did another bit. We're sorry. We're very bad at this. So yeah, Sam is outside and she's like, yo, Daniel, what the fuck are you on about? Daniel, why are you saying we should kill everyone? Who are you talking to? No one. I'm not insane. I'm not hearing voices. You're crazy.
Yeah, okay, that doesn't actually happen right now.
I know, that's later.
I mean, that does happen basically soon, and just right after this in the episode, yes. But...
Yeah, Daniel's not right quite now, gone full fruity bunny yet.
Yeah, right now, he's just being like, hey Sam, were you, like, talking to me?
No.
Oh, that's weird.
Well, don't worry about it. Don't worry about it. And... Yeah, so, we find out some important information. The Gould here died first somehow. Gould are immune to biological warfare. So how the fuck did the Gould die before the people and then they rotted for 6 months?
Well, yeah, the people seem to have died probably because they were locked in a room and starved to death, but the Gould is a mystery.
Yes.
Because the Gould shouldn't have died from that, yeah.
Yeah, but the Gould died first somehow. So what did this? Was it
every time, like, something unseen is like... Is it the Ritu? And I'm like, no, it's never the Ritu.
No.
The Ritu are like Lupus from House. It's never the Ritu.
Unless it is the Ritu.
Yeah.
Also, another incredibly transphobic shitty show. Anyway, and ableist. Anyway,
wow.
Yeah, and also they made also their new show, The Good Doctor. Welcome to The Good Doctor Oversight.
Fuck off.
What is that? I don't know what that
is. Wait, have you not seen the Good Doctor memes? Oh my god.
Basically, the creators of a house made a new show about... he's about a dude who is a surgeon, and he has autism.
Hold on, here you go.
Oh, is that the one where the guy says, I am a surgeon!
That's the one! Yeah, that's the one where he's screaming, I am a surgeon at Johnny Gat.
Yeah, that's the one where, like, where, like, the guy's supposed to be, like, you know, sympathetic and whatever, but, like, he's so badly acted that it comes across as just a whiny twat.
And again, he's, like, screaming at, like, Daniel Day-Kim, who literally is, like, the living personification of the Giga-Chad meme.
And he's literally sitting there with, like, the face of, like, steel. Like, just, like...
Yes.
Like, his face is like, I can't break it or whatever. Like, literally just, like, sitting there. And he's like, I am a surgeon! It's just like, yes, okay, get out.
Like, yeah. Just by virtue of it being him being the actor in that scene, they've made, like, the Sigma memes for people.
It's even worse, yeah. It's just
like... it's worse because he's meant to be, like, autistic and it's meant to be a good portrayal of an autistic character. No!
Yeah, no.
The amount of people who, whenever they're like, our main character is autistic, I just go, oh no, every
also,
time.
Also, according every to the time. Show, autism makes you transphobic.
What?
There's an episode where there's a trans patient, and because he's autistic, he's like, no, I can't. I refuse to accept that that this tranny is called a girl.
That's not how this works. That's not how any of this works.
In fact, a lot of trans people are actually autistic, because it turns out when you don't understand a lot of societal conventions very well, you look at the whole concept of, like, gender and shit, and you go, huh,
that's shit, actually. That's fucking stupid. What are you smoking? Wait, you say
yeah, I'll just do something else, thanks.
That sucks.
Yeah, no, thank you.
No, if it sucks, hit the bricks. You can just not be a guy.
You can. But, it's true.
But yeah, like, whenever a show or a movie or anything has we are going to portray autism, my brain just goes, you're going to have someone basically scream and, like, not get anything and be awkward as fuck and be weird. Like, do you know how many people in your life have autism? How many people you know, like, probably pretty well have autism who you just don't know it, because your perception of autism is not high. I just like to be on my own a bit.
I like trains.
Again. Or I like trains. Or, like, fucking god damn it.
Yeah, this is the episode where we just touch on a bunch of nerves and go mad and don't talk
it
about
is.
The episode. Which...
It is, yeah.
Oh, well.
The problem is, this episode is all about, like, help mental issues and stuff, so it doesn't help, you know.
And again, Daniel does not get the proper help. He just gets yeet in the padded cell. You go, Dr. Jackson. Would you like your straight jacket?
Well, not yet. No, he's going to his goon cage first to work on translating the weird tablet that he found.
No. Because there's a gate dialing in, and Daniel's just really
sorry for that bit.
And he turns around and he sees SG-7, who really needs
and they're
to
all zombies.
More. Yeah, they're all the corpses from earlier.
Yeah, and they're like, he's like, oh no, they're corpses. So he goes to his goon cave, and he's right in the middle of gooning, and, like, the worst possible thing that can happen when your gooning happens.
Yeah, someone walks in on him in his goon cave.
Well, no, someone opens a Stargate in his cupboard. It's the worst possible thing that can happen when you're gooning.
Yeah, I mean, listen, sometimes that sort of thing just happens to people, you know?
I mean, at least if they're, like, coming, you can probably, like, hear the footsteps before they come, but, like, if they can just get into your cupboard, you're fucked.
Yeah, but what if you're too busy coming so you can't hear them coming?
So yeah, Daniel gets interrupted gooning, he hears the gate noises, he opens up the cupboard, and the Nazi zombie ghoul, like, grabs him and is like, come
Nazi
with
zombie.
Me.
Yeah, they are, like, Nazi zombies. They're, like, rotten and...
And they keep yelling, Mein Leben!
Yeah, fucking Iron Snow. Yeah, they're from, like, Iron Snow or something. I don't know, there's a bunch of, like, Nazi zombie movies in the snow. We're really are just vamping.
This is the part of the episode where medical anxiety starts kicking in now.
Yeah.
And this is where I don't really have much to say because it's not like, my.
Jack is just like, oh, you need a nap. And Daniel's like, yeah, I might be going insane. This is fine.
I keep hearing voices. I keep seeing the dead ghoul.
I keep seeing the limbus.
Jack, there was a man in my cupboard. He was watching me goon.
Fuck up!
I don't need... Yeah.
Yeah, he's like, please believe me that they turned themselves into, like, force ghosts. And they're here with us now.
Jack, they're in the facility. Jack, please! Are these people in the room with us right now, Daniel?
Yeah, so we get the 90s DSM-3 whatever talk now.
It would be either DSM 3.5 or DSM-4. It doesn't matter, they're all shit.
No, this is a bit after 3.5. This is Pathfinder now.
Yeah, they've got the DSM Pathfinder, exactly.
Legally not associated with the original DSM.
Daniel thinks the Limbus are here in, like, energy form, and that they're trying to, like, possess him. Like, it's his wild theory, which... I mean, that's hilarious. No, Daniel, no, that's not what's going on at all.
So, yeah, Dr. Soldier is here.
Yes. We've been checking out the effects of gate travel. 55% of people are experiencing headaches, and Daniel has the symptoms of paranoid delusions and hallucinations.
Yeah, but here's the thing, though. Is that because that they're all experiencing mental health problems because of the gate, or is that because they're roided up military people that are about to crisp Benoit any second?
It's because they need Prince Harry and Ed Sheeran to come in and check in all the chaps.
Gonna be honest, these military people have way less brain damage than Chris Benoit.
Yeah,
General Mattis is just coming in and just yelling psychotically about how they need to kill everyone.
So yeah, we think he's fucking insane. The goo made him schizophrenic.
There is no history of schizophrenia or mental illness in Daniel's family. This will become important later in the season.
So damn, they got his, like, medical history pretty quickly for like, the 90s, but...
I mean, he is, like, a civilian on the base. They probably already, like, have it.
Fair. No, you're right, I guess, yeah.
Also, Jack's solution is, it's the 1990s, so comedy, health, and safety. Let's just put a sign that says gate travel may be hazardous to your health.
Yeah, because he's not fucking woke, is he?
It's health and safety gone mad!
Yeah, he's not fucking woke, is he? You're not.
Back in my day, when we had, like, roadworks.
Back in my day, we didn't have mental health.
Well, back in my day, when roadworks were being done, we just had a hole in the middle of the road, and if you fell in, you fell in.
I got captured, tortured after my illegal incursions in the Middle East, and I'm fine.
I'm totally fine. My kid didn't kill himself. I'm totally fine.
Yeah, I was captured by the Iraqis in the Middle East during Desert Storm, and I just have a thing for having my cock and balls electroshock now. It's fine.
Yeah, so this doctor guy is like, we're going to have to reevaluate everybody on the base, and if we do find out that there are signs that travel is hazardous, we're going to have to limit the amount of missions that we get on.
Yep.
And we're also gonna, again, thing that triggers my medical anxiety, we're gonna have to medicate and commit him.
Well, a man feels slightly awkward. Better put him in a fucking...
Yeah, we're enforcing the cis-heteropatriarchy. If you feel weird, if you act unmanly, you are going to the psych ward.
Or, well, there's the equivalent if you're a woman, if you do anything, then...
You're not allowed to do anything as a woman, yes.
Yeah, if you're too horny, you're mental. If you're not horny enough, you're mental.
She's a lesbian. Mental. It's not good. Anyway,
She's calling herself a political lesbian. Oh, no, she actually is mental, then.
She's calling herself a TERF. Yeah, off the white room for her.
No,
But yeah, Daniel and Jack are hanging out in the goon cave. Daniel is a little nervous at having company in the cave.
Yeah, he's like, can we stop playing chess? I'm trying to goon in here, Jack.
Jack's like, no, I am here to play chess with you. I want to hang out with my friend. I'm checking in on my chaps. I'm not Ed Sheeran, but if you like, I can sing some hit songs from Divide.
No, fuck off. No. That would make me want to die.
Yeah, this is
yeah, I bought an Ollie Sykes.
This is Richard Dean Anderson's The Shape of You.
No, I bought in fucking Ollie Sykes from Grim Reaper Horizon. We're gonna do a metal cover of one of my most famous songs, and everyone's gonna love it.
We also brought in like all of these Playboy girls as well for some reason.
Ah, yes, because we can't go a few weeks without running into the Playboys again.
Okay, I wanted to clarify that does not happen in the show, but I wouldn't be surprised if it did, because they haunt us. They follow us everywhere we go.
Yeah, Bad Habits is playing, and it's like, look, Daniel, it's your own personal USO show. Here's some Playmates
also,
who flew in.
I'm just going to say right now, hey, Daniel's being a bit weird. What do we do? Well, there's a very simple thing. We throw him straight in the insane asylum.
We don't take him off active duty. Ensure he gets some leave and some rest. You know?
And it's like, guys, yes, I know Daniel could really just be having a mental break, and that could be a thing. But you went to an alien planet 5 days ago. Do you think... Maybe!
Nah,
maybe it's aliens! Maybe it's aliens!
Yeah, it's the fucking... it really does feel like...
Just fucking maybe! This could be, something that has also kind of happened in the past!
Also,
where it might just be an alien
This
infection.
Is just out of nowhere. It feels like the Doctor has been, paid by Kinsey to try and get the gay program shut down, but it's only for, half the episode, and then they completely forget about it.
Yeah! It's, this episode's so weird.
Season three is a real blip in quality down.
Yeah, they throw him in the padded cell now, and again, this is the moment again where I'm like, oh damn, every time I get a call about my medication, this is gonna be them throwing me in the padded cell.
Yep. Yeah, he's not allowed his glasses in there, and I forgot to get the drop, but he says they're coming again.
For fuck's sake, he does.
Also, the whole, I know why he's not allowed his glasses, but the fucking, dehumanization of someone being put in that cell and not being allowed their fucking vision.
I mean, I think that then surely in that situation you would say, okay, look, we're going to get you some contact lenses so you can see or something. Or we're going to get you some, plastic glasses that you can't break and hurt yourself with.
They're like, nah, fuck you. Yeah,
you don't need sight. This
experience has to be as miserable as possible.
Yeah, crazy people do not deserve to see. Also, he says, hey guys, sorry, I've gone nuts. Ha ha.
Also, speaking, not as someone who has personal experience of it, but someone who has friends who have been to actual psych wards, this is not what they are like, actually.
This is the 70s. It's not like that anymore.
Yeah, this is like psych wards, two decades before, this episode came out. But it was what they were in every, piece of fictional media up until, I don't know.
Yeah, we're gonna scare people normal.
Mm-hmm.
This is what it is.
And again, yeah, every piece of media representation is we lock you up in a cage and
we laugh at you because you're in the cage.
Triggered my medical anxiety for so long that made me not want to go see a doctor about my mental health problems.
Haha, look at the freak in the cage. Let's point and laugh at the weirdo. I hate it. It's real bad. Anyway,
but yeah,
Daniel touches Gilk. Oh, sorry, do you want to say a serious
point? No, I'm saying, of course, Daniel gets, like, all the fucking, like, you know, big beefy men who come in and basically just, like, hold him down. It's like, what? It's like, no. He hasn't done anything.
Damn, him's among us. All
he's,
right.
He's dangerous. Daniel's like, but I wanted a twink top femboy. I wanted, like, no.
It's like Daniel hasn't done anything. He's literally just been confused in the corner and get the 15 big men to hold him down and inject him with needles. It's like, what has he done? What has he done at this point?
He's been crazy. His crime is being crazy, Ryan. That is the crime. It's being insane.
Yeah, this is why I have to advise all members of the audience to make sure that you, if you are put into this situation, I am for the first time advocating concealed carry.
The couch has got a gun. He's killed half the staff. Yeah, basically, I would very much like speak to your lawyer and make it so you cannot be committed. Make it as hard as possible for you to be committed by people. Yeah, it's not good. But yeah, Daniel touches Tilk and he is immediately cured because he hears of a cello and is like, yo, dude, thanks for getting me to that Gouldor scene.
Yo, cool. Yo, are you me in like really bad makeup?
Holy shit. Hey, I've been in your brain before. This feels familiar. Were we brain mates? Also,
yeah, so he's like, Daniel, he's like, oh, I'm fine now, let me out.
Yeah, he doesn't get a bed and he's like, yeah, I'm good now, actually, let me out. Please.
He doesn't even get a fucking bed, Jesus.
No, he literally just gets the room that's entirely made out of padding. Which is probably terrible for your back, terrible for your neck. Like, I do you want to know how many pillows I have to sleep on?
How many anime dakimakuras do you have?
Zero.
I have one.
Oh, well, of course you I fucking mean zero. Do. Of course you do.
Ryan genuinely needs one for his back or something, right?
More like I have a stomach side of my stomach issue that's way better for laying on my side, and it's way better to have the pillow than not if I'm laying on my side. But also,
no, my doctor said I need the anime titties.
I mean, no, I need a body pillow. I don't need any anime titties. I got the anime titty pillow for the body pillow later. That came late.
And yeah. I just have 10 regular pillows that I make a giant nest of in the corner
you've
of my
been,
bed.
You've been medically prescribed a dakimakura, but you don't get to pick the wife who the doctor prescribes it for you.
Yeah.
Oh, sorry, mate.
Oh, man. My doctor prescribed me with Asuka from Evangelion.
No, you don't know. There's so much wrong with that. There is so much wrong with that.
There's so much wrong with anime fans.
Oh, it's okay, Ryan. It's okay. Fun.
If I just have a body pillow, but I don't have a fucking anime.
Well, the doctor said you can take it back and you can get a Megaman one instead.
I would make sure the character is
The doctor was weirdly insistent that it had to be an underage anime girl for some reason.
Yeah. If I was going to get,
I was
one,
like, I think I want
adult.
To see. So it's like I want to see. I think I want to get a second opinion, doc.
Like there are, like just honestly, just get one of like Nika or for One Piece. She's like 30 or something. Job done.
Yeah.
From Salt. She's a grown woman.
I'm amazed they do ones of grown women.
I know, it's fucking crazy.
What is Nika Robin's age, actually? She's 30. I think... She's actually 30.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, welcome back to One Piece Oversight, where we talk about One Piece. Anyway,
this is just like me going, please, because like, I said a character as an adult, and my brain went, please tell me they're actually an adult.
Just get Kafka from Star Rail or someone.
Yeah, and Nami's 20, by the way, so like, all the fucking waifus in One Piece are adults. So, take that.
I don't know. Problematic age gap there, Ryan. I think.
Take that, Evangelion fan. we're less weird than you. You guys have been fighting over two teenagers for 20 years. What the fuck, guys?
Yeah, that's why you get one of Mari, because she's 24.
Do you know what?
But she's also a paedophile. She's kind of a paedophile, though.
Why? Evangelion's cast is kind of pedophile.
The first. You can listen back to the second Eva movie bonus episode to vindicate me. But the first thing she does is nonce Shinji when she meets him.
So she nonces Shinji. Who else? Oh God! Doesn't the other lady nonce Shinji a bit?
Misako kind of. Well, Misako explicitly does it in the original Evangelion, but
yeah. They change Mikasa a little bit from how she.
Mikasa, what are you on about? This is not Attack on Titan.
Misako.
Misato. Yeah, they change how she nonces Shinji a bit, and you've also got Gendo bringing back his child wife. There is a lot of it in Evangelion.
I'm going to bring back my wife and make her a child.
Why is she a child, though? Why is she a...
Answer the question, Gendo.
I wanted to make her a 14-year-old. I wanted to make my wife a 14-year-old girl with blue hair.
Gendo, if you can make a clone, why did you not age make her an adult? Why?
It was important for the Human Instrumentality Project. Shut up.
Shut up, don't ask questions. I am Gendo Akari.
I don't love you, son.
Shinji, you are the worst child ever. You're fired. Anyway, yeah, Daniel, we get to the point that probably gives Frosty even more anxiety when you go, Doctor, I'm not crazy. Sure, Daniel, that's what everyone says. I'm not crazy and I'm instantly cured.
No, I simply do not want to be in this situation. If I am ever in this situation, hope I am relying on you to help me with my breakout plan.
Instructions unclear. Ramming Tesla through your cell wall.
Tesla explodes. Padded cell, undamaged.
How? Yeah, the Tesla is just in pieces, having autopiloted through three dogs at a kindergarten.
Yeah, the Cybertruck hit one XL bully and it's done.
No, the XL bully destroyed the Cybertruck. this guy's the XL bullies can't touch him, and you say, oh god, it's eating the tires, no!
Yeah, this is why we're not cucks and we use the Ford F-150 to kill the XR bullies.
Yeah, and as an added bonus, we can run over any children we don't see because it's fucking too tall.
Yeah, and we also take the catalytic converter off of it because we're not woke.
Yeah, no, we're rolling coal like real girls. Real women roll coal!
We're pumping crude oil into our Ford F-150.
We're literally using the mazout from the Kuznetsov.
The what?
Oh, do you not know about this?
I fucking hate you. I feel like every other episode is do you not know about this?
American aircraft carriers are nuclear powered, right?
Are they?
Yes.
Mm-hmm.
Whereas the one Russian aircraft carrier, the Admiral Kuznetsov, it's not nuclear powered. It's powered by a traditional diesel engine that burns something called mazout. Mazout is like the worst grade of diesel possible. It's like lower than bunker fuel oil. And so the Kuznetsov announces its presence with a massive smoke screen and the screams of the damned from below decks and all the sealed areas. And then it breaks down because it's so unreliable.
When are the government going to force us to use that to heat our homes?
I mean, the private sector's already going to make you try and do that. anyway, Teal'c is dying, and so the best thing to do is go and see Daniel, who says he's cured. Because we've been so kind to him this entire episode.
Hey Daniel, come fix our problem for us after we've just been a fucking asshole to you for like
Jack, you locked me in the mental asylum. No, I'm gonna stay here and enjoy my padded cell and free drugs.
No. This is the moment where I'm like, Jack, I fucking quit. I'm quitting the SGC. I'm gonna go back. I'm gonna go join the Greater Seattle Polycule. Go fuck yourself.
I'm gonna write some books about how ancient Egyptians built the pyramids with alien help.
And I'm gonna have like the absolute fucking hottest trans girls ever like be my personal bodyguards to like shoot everybody as I write all of my books about the SGC.
Mm. Unfortunately, that doesn't happen because this is a show in the 1990s and the military are good. And they go back and Daniel's like, yeah, so I heard Marcello. Let's have a look through our archives of all of Marcello's shit because it's at Area 51.
Uh-huh. They look through all of the slides they have with the Marcello PowerPoint. And they're like, oh, that's literally the tablet and the reading device.
Huh, well, let's have it brought here from Area 51 immediately. Hold on, sorry, I need to check this. Directions. Area 51.
You're gonna get arrested for this.
To Cheyenne Mountain.
yeah, you've done the Google Maps, like, create a route for me from Area 51 to Cheyenne Mountain. And then you're going to get, like, a knock on the
door.
Sorry,
we could not calculate the driving directions.
damn. Fuck.
Okay, Groom Lake is right next to it.
Yeah, damn, I want to visit the Space Force.
We cannot calculate it because... Oh, right, because it's in the middle of nowhere and there's no roads. All right, well, what's nearby? Rachel, Nevada. So to get from Rachel, Nevada to Cheyenne Mountain, it's 836 miles. So, I mean, they could have flown it there, and the flight would probably not take too long, but it's still got to go, like, 1,000 miles. So they've got to call, whatever, doesn't matter, it's a fucking TV show.
Being autistic about it, too autistic.
Yeah, you are. You are, honey.
Hey, you're allowed to be after, like, this episode.
Yeah, so
the DSM-4 defines autism as a condition that can be cured with electroshock therapy.
Probably did at this point, to be honest, didn't it? I don't know. I'm not going to check, but fuck,
I mean,
the DSM.
I think the DSM 4th edition really wasn't very popular. People didn't pick the DSM.
Everyone was like, I don't get it. They made this like too much like World of Warcraft.
I don't know what they were doing.
Why do all of my mental health problems have cooldowns on them?
Yeah, my schizophrenia is on cooldown, but it's okay. I am transgender, so that's let me just untap being transgender. I know.
Yeah, I have to manage my action economy here properly now.
Action economy. What? Hang on, I'm just, oh god, like, my brain just had a fucking, like, immediate thought of, like, the trans sub class in D&D of a definitely action economy, what that would be, like, do you get a bonus, do you get, like, an action search?
Yeah, as a bonus action, you can flirt with the nearest pretty lady, and, if you are in a polycule, your bonus act, you get 2 bonus actions per turn. Listen, I don't make the rules, being in a polycule just gives you an extra action.
Have you ever seen, is
a polycule count as a horde? Do you have like a
yes, exactly. Yeah, you like roll on the dragon horde table and you get like a trait, an extra like bond, ideal, and a flaw related to your horde of girlfriends, and then you get an extra action for free. Yeah.
Did you ever see the? Oh, fuck, what was it? Was it AD&D that had, like, the woman edition?
What?
I'm trying to find it. It was a supplement made by, like, one of the D&D writers about, like, women.
Oh, no, I remember this. So in the early, early days of D&Ds, they had, like, different stats for men and women.
Yeah.
And they had different, like, every race had specific stats as well. By the way, I mean D&D races, like, specific, like, very defined stats they could get and couldn't get. I don't think it was a attack. I think it was just going so far into.
No. There was a specific like supplement that came out in like one of the D&D magazines from one of the writers that was like, here are the classes for women.
Oh.
Yeah. Fuck, I'm trying to remember what it was called now.
While you're looking at that.
Is it fucking no? This fucking thing. Let me find it. Original D&D. It wasn't AD&D. It was the original D&D. Notes on Women and Magic. Bringing the Distaff Gamer into D&D.
Honestly, I at this point in the time period, I kind of get what they were doing, but also it's like
No, you don't, because you haven't. No. You haven't seen how fucking bad this is.
Oh, I thought it was about how to, like, you know, get people into D&D.
No, women have, their magic is replaced with, like, a charisma thing that's about how hot you are.
So sorcerer.
And about being a seductress, you're a seductress.
Did they fucking revamp this into sorcerer?
No, like, for every single fucking class in the game, they had the woman version. In the supplement. And so much of this was about, like, you're, like, hot, and you use your power of being hot.
Oh.
Yeah.
Women are seductresses.
I'm trying to find the actual, I found it before. It was from an issue of the Dragon magazine, which was a D&D magazine, and it was from one of the actual D&D writers who made it. Leonard Lakofka, that was the fucking guy's name. In October 1976. I'm gonna see if I can actually find the... Oh, here we fucking go. I found it.
Oh, God.
So we have... So the stats, so the attributes we have for women, we have wisdom, intelligence, strength, dexterity, intelligence, and beauty.
I just want to be doubly clear. This is an official thing, right? This wasn't just like a random guy who wrote for.
No, this is Len Lakofka, who was one of the original like OGD Dungeons and Dragons writers. Writing this as a supplement about women for one of the official Dungeons & Dragons magazines.
Fuck.
On its literal, like, third edition. You can argue how much it's an actual official supplement, but this is, like, from Wizards of the Coast, technically.
I feel sick.
So...
I mean, the argument is it was probably like one article in a magazine, so is it official? But like, it was still published, so like,
it was still published by one of the lead writers at Wizards of the Coast D&D, so yeah, it's all like women stuff, like it's like Charm Man 1, Seduction 1, Charm Men 2. Seduction 2.
Hello, yes, I wish to roll to seduce a woman.
This is straight up just, hey men, did you want to play a hot woman?
Seduction 3. Seduction 5. Seduction 6. Seduction 7. Seduction 8.
This is just so men can play a fucking seductive woman in a video, in a role-playing game.
This was basically written by, James Summerton, because Len Lakofka, from what I remember, was a gay guy that fucking hated women.
Motherfucker!
Yeah, hey, listen to Len Lakofka, if you're listening to this right now, fuck you. He's alive.
Fuck's
sake. Fuck you because you wrote Notes on Women and Magic, bringing the Distaff Gamer into D&D.
The Distaff Gamer? What?
What does that actually mean?
What the fuck does that mean?
Distaff, I guess it means, like, without a dick?
Oh my god, it's a really archaic, Well, it has two definitions. It is a stick or spindle in which wool or flax is wound for spinning. Or the second definition, the relevant definition here, which I was hyping you up for, of or concerning women.
Wait, so by distaff gamer, they mean...
Woman.
Woman.
A woman. Fucking... We've gone so far, and the fact that some people think, oh, we've gone too far, fuck off. We've not gone far enough. We still have so much further to go for equality, better mental health and everything, and that some chuds are saying we've already gone too far.
I wonder if Lakovka's a log cabin conservative these days.
Oh, he's probably full on MAGA.
When was this?
This was 1976.
So, wait, 50 years ago, nearly?
Nearly 50 years ago, yeah.
I don't know how much of this episode is going to be usable, I'll be honest. I think it's just going to go out as it goes out. And
look, I'm coping with the medical anxiety that this episode gives me.
Nothing happens in the episode. Yeah. It's literally an idiot plot. It only happens because
It's an idiot plot, literally, specifically made to hurt me, specifically.
Yeah, it's an idiot plot made so we can put Daniel Jackson in a psych ward and, like, show that off in the trailer.
I'm gonna be honest, like, the amount of, like, shows and movies and stuff that have psych wards in it and, like, as just a thing that happens is very normal at this time.
Yes, it
is. I'm not saying it's an excuse. I'm saying,
I mean, that's like, what I was saying earlier. Why the fuck do you think I got paranoid about all of this shit?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
It's like, hey, come watch Stargate. We have the psych ward episode. Love the psych ward episodes, don't you?
I love the psych ward episode.
Anyway, so it turns out that that they compare it to a fucking landmine. I mean, at least they didn't compare it to the Soviet toy mine that definitely existed.
So, they try and, like, put it in, like, a containment box.
Yeah.
Where they handle it with gloves, which, don't know if you guys remember this, but when Daniel got by the weird, little guy that swam inside him, he was also wearing gloves,
This is a running theme where, hey, we put something inside the specimen cabinet. Oh, it just went right through the glove. Remember the nanites that make you old?
No, right. Yeah, okay, they did actually pull it out. I was like, oh, it's eating the glove, we shouldn't do that again. But this time it's like fully like, nah, it's in me now, we're fucked.
But it's just phased through the glove. Oh, fuck me.
Yeah, we're fucked now.
Yeah, there's 10 of them. Nine gold, one for Daniel.
Except Samantha Carter, who is completely fine.
Holy shit, she's got that fucking ghoul stank on her. That's a good thing this time.
It's interesting considering that this thing kills ghouls.
Yeah.
They explain this later on in the episode. Well, towards the end of the they explain this in a little bit, which is that this thing searches for the protein marker that indicates that a ghoul has died inside the host that it's in. And then it fucks off and leaves afterwards. It just dies, basically. It goes, my job is done, which is what happens to...
You have got the ghoul-killing virus.
That sends you insane.
Yeah.
It sends the host insane, but it kills the ghoul. So you just, you know...
Yeah, and unfortunately, if you get it without a ghoul, then you just never leave.
Yeah, it just waits for you to bring... Hey, take me to a ghoul. No, it just sends you insane.
So they all get locked in. So Jack, Frasier, and Sam all get locked in. Carter all get locked in there. And, like, they bring in this doctor who basically spends most of the rest of this episode taunting them whenever they try and come up with an idea.
It's like the backup doctor guy who you see a few times in, like, season one. He was the one who put Kowalski in the bondage chair.
Oh, he's like, no, you can't do anything in there, huh? Fuck you.
I guess
you'll have to figure it out on your own, huh? I'm like, dude, you are such a con. You're not helping at all in the slightest.
Oh, I'm helping. How? Fuck you. That's why. And then it's like, wait, we actually can do something because we just...
My blood! It must have the marker in it.
I don't know how accurate this is, that if we take off the red cells, and then we...
Maybe, I don't know, but if it is accurate, I definitely think you can't just put it in a centrifuge and then, like, throw dry ice at it.
I mean, that would actually be correct. This thing, I would say that's actually correct, because you know how a centrifuge works, right?
Yeah.
The centrifuge spins... So all the red cells, they're gone. You're just left with the serum plasma, and that plasma... Mm-hmm. In theory, my only concern is that flash freezing it would kill the protein, but proteins are pretty hardy. So, the only thing I don't know is I don't know about anything rejectable in the... They spin Sam's blood, stick it in some dry ice, and like, alright, cool, this is a cure, take it.
Yeah, and it works, it's fine. And then they were like, but what about Teal'c? And like, well, it's the end of the episode now, so it works on him too.
Yeah, it'll be fine. We'll just give it to Teal'c. I'm sure nothing bad will happen. we need to end the episode.
Yeah, we finally got through the episode that gives me medical anxiety.
Yeah, they're pushing the big Mega XLR 5 minutes to end of episode button. Again.
You got him yawning at this episode. I really have nothing to say here. This episode is very much a... It's everyone's an idiot. This episode is one of those we've all forgotten, like, literally what has happened multiple times already. And it's like, oh, we went to an alien planet and came back and now one of us is acting off. It's like, yes, it could actually be mental health. But considering you've just gone to a random alien planet with a random dead body and nobody knows how it happened and there's no real explanation and someone is now acting weird... Guys, this has happened.
It's like, the aliens.
This has happened like 15 times.
It's the fucking aliens.
Listen,
maybe instead of psych warning Daniel, you can, you know, check his blood.
Also, on Notes and Women and Magic, I guess at this time it would have been like packages or whatever they called them for the thief class is Succubus.
Oh,
and there's also another one which is a slur.
Wait, okay, DM me, don't say it.
Yeah, put it in the chat.
Think Snatch, but the other one.
Oh.
Not the P one, the G one.
Oh, the one that's basically comparing it to an open wound. The one that, like, is fucking ridiculous because it's, like, basically saying a bodily part that is natural as all hell is awful. Yay! That one! That one! Yay! The one that I didn't know was a thing until I was older because I never heard anyone say it. Because it's awful. Don't say that.
Yep.
Yeah.
Oh,
fuck it. Yeah, this episode has nothing to say about the US military. It's like it's so much an idiot. Here's the thing, you could have had like some weird lockdown with like Michello passing around shit. It could have been interesting, but instead, let's treat our friend like shit under mental health.
I think it was we've already had the lockdown episode.
But they can do lockdown episodes really well is the problem.
Okay, so we got to ask the question, which is worse, the DSM or the October 1980 edition of the Dragon magazine?
Dragon magazine.
Hear me out, though. The Dragon magazine is only $1.50.
I'm just going to say this right now. The Dragon magazine has basically, that has had no effect on anything, whereas the DSM has actually ruined so many lives.
Yeah, and also the Dragon magazine is only $1.50. Come on,
and everyone's forgotten about that issue.
Yeah, you're not wrong.
DSM is literally still causing issues. So
no, you're right.
They are literally working on the 6th edition right now.
Oh, cool. They're going to call it 1DSM.
I don't, and a lot of people are joking about,
Can't wait for the new classes in the DSM-6.
I mean, they're probably still going to classify plurality as a mental illness, so...
Yep.
Woohoo. This is fine.
I can't wait for the new builds I can make in the DSM-6.
There's an entire new class, transgender slut. There we go.
We should make like a parody like tabletop game where our like main supplement for like making classes and building characters is the DSM.
Yeah, you just like pick your mental illnesses from the DSM-5 and you like get powers based off them.
Everyone would hate us so much.
Our plurality cannot be put to sleep because a different personality just fronts instead while you're sleeping.
Okay, all you've done there is just like you've just made plural people like elves.
I'm sure there are some plural people who have an elf as a headmate.
They can't sleep now. They're all meditating.
They're all jacking off.
Yeah. We joke about all the things that will get us cancelled. I think the one that would get us cancelled would definitely be the DSM tabletop adventure game.
Oh, Jesus.
Again, it would be like a fun joke you'd do with your friends and then never speak of it. As long as everyone's on the same page. Whereas, again, reality, the best use for the DSM is lighting your fucking cigarette. Fuck this episode of Stargate.
I don't know, it could be a worse RPG. It could be Fatal. Don't look it up.
This episode basically just doesn't have anything really to say other than it feels like a generic we wanted to have like a mental ward thing episode and yeah. That's all we got. Yeah, and we had to have a reason for this to happen.
We had to hit. And we hadn't hit this.
And we had to have a reason as to why it happened, so we did this.
Yeah. What's our next episode, Frosty?
The next episode. Okay, so in terms of release order, the last episode that people will have heard is the bonus episode on Hanabi, which we haven't recorded yet.
So we're going to record that next week. Cool.
Yes, but next time it will be the next episode that people will be listening to will be the Stargate episode Learning Curve.
Oh no.
Oh no, is it bad?
I haven't watched it yet. So.
Is this whole season just absolute dog shit?
Learning Curve is interesting, but it's also a retelling of some season. It's a redo of a couple of season one episodes.
Right. Does this season get better, or is this season like a bad one?
It's genuinely considered to be a pretty bad one. Like,
oh, okay, cool.
Yeah.
Can I do bonus month again, guys?
Yeah.
We're not it's not going to pick up until like episode 8, 9, 10. Then it picks up a bit. It picks up into the second half and then there's some bad bits again. Like there's some real
just,
good bits
do you
and some
just
real bad bits.
Skip, like some a few episodes.
I mean, we probably could. Let me just double.
I was kidding. We can't skip.
I mean, we're committed to this for the long haul, right?
Yeah.
Yeah.
I mean, skippable episodes, 306, 307.
Look, this is the episode of the show where you get to learn more about me than you probably wanted to.
Yeah, 308, 316, 317, yeah, 319, 321, technically.
Do we at least get a good finale?
We get a really good halfway point. And then the first part of the finale is really good. The second part is also really good.
Oh, okay.
We get an insanely good finale and an insanely good mid-season two-parter.
Okay, that's okay. At least we've got something to look forward to.
There's quite a bit to look forward to. There's just also quite a bit of shit in season
three. Okay, fair enough. All right, so
I've been Hope Freya.
We're Stargate Oversight, yeah.
Twitch.tv/HopeFreyoral, HFreyoral. Don't forget to keep watching the YouTube as well.
I'm Ryan, I exist here.
I'm Arctisha Frost.
Executive producer, Arctisha Frost.
Don't add the executive title to it, because that means I do fuck all.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Shut up, Ryan, you do nothing.
Emancipation's up to 71 views and 2 likes.
Yeah, I have the male role of I just get the credit. And
yeah.
Yeah.
That's it. We're done. Bye, everyone.
Yeah. Bye.
Bye.